When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. When I stop, breaking.
Of me and a man, we should take a few steps away. But I take a wrong turn and I'm on the wrong path. And people all watching enjoy a good laugh. If ever to failure, I travel reverse. Of course, that's my trend. Thank you. subduing the trauma, engulfing my dream. Helplessness swept me away to the cavern of shame and the heart of dismay. Inside me, a voice was repeating the phrase, "You've lost it, you'll never get out of this maze." Thank you. The woman was a dream I had, but rather hard to keep. For when my eyes were watching her as they closed, and I was still asleep. For when my hand was holding hers, she whispered words and I awoke. And faintly bouncing round the room, the echo of who never spoke. And I awoke. And faintly bouncing round the room, the echo of who never spoke. The place I saw was far beneath the surface of the sea. My sight was poor, but I was sure the silence sang the song for me. They dance above me as I sing. I see them through a crystal haze. And hear the sweet sounds bounce around the never-ending cold maze. The crystal haze. And hear the bouncing round the room. The never-ending cold maze. Yet before and now once more, I'm bouncing round the room. Blah! Boom!
Thank you.
Oxygen for the guy who's turning blue, but ask me and I'll do anything for you. Whatever I think of you, it only makes me feel sad. Whatever I think of you, the best friend I ever had. Before I gave it all up for nothing. Well, I lied and I cheated, and it made me feel bad. Made me feel guilty for not being true. All the months I spent trying for a way to explain. In the end, all I could do was turn my head and shame. Whenever I think of you, oh darling, it makes me feel sad. 'Cause you deserve better, and once I was it, somehow my good intentions just got up again. So I can't spare a moment, not the dog-faced boy. I won't lend another hand to the one girl I know. Don't deplete my oxygen for the guy who's turning blue. But ask me, and I'll do anything for you. his head, and he's driven to his knees by a blazing beam of light. And he saw the silhouette that stood before him, and he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Prophet stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forbin, where he shuddered in the puddles and the mud. And he quietly addressed him, and he spoke. Suddenly feel stimulated, excited, and overjoyed. And let me tell you that we're doing that to you because this, what you're feeling right now, is the vibration of life. As long as we can get it here. Now, quick theory about the vibration of life. Everything that you see and hear is a vibration. Every sound that you hear, vibrates at a certain frequency, and when you double the frequencies and double the frequencies, you get up into the light spectrum. So light also is vibrations. Now, people theorize that there's a certain vibration that holds the entire universe together, and that vibration is 7 beats, right around 7 beats per second, which is what we're trying to bombard you with. Now, healers who heal with their hands, it's been said that their hands begin to vibrate at that vibration, and there's lots of other things. That, altogether, the 7 beats per second is the vibration of life, and it should fill you up with great energy and tune you in with the universe by us doing this. Now, tonight what we're going to do is a really special thing. What we've realized is that by combining the light and the sound, and certain lights with certain frequencies of sound, we can actually start things happening in your brain. And what we realize is that if Chris puts the special blue light on, turns off all the white lights, inside your brain is going to sort of start to congeal and change until it turns into a tiny surfboard. And what's going to happen is your spirit is going to get up on the surfboard, and you are going to surf the vibration of life. slowly, Chris will turn on the blue light. He will get rid of the whatever those common lights are over there. Now, as it gets deep blue, you can feel the water, you can feel the ocean in your brain. You have to use your spirit here. Now, the shell of your body is going to stay here, but start feeling it. Your mind is beginning to get, you can feel the waves of vibration of life floating by, and all you gotta do is you gotta float on your little surfboard out there and look around and wait for the right wave to come along. When the right wave comes along, we're gonna surf the vibration of life. I think I see one coming right now. Paddle, paddle, here it comes! Space on your surfboard, and you're floating on your surfboard, and you look down beneath you, and there's nothing but black space all around you now. Underneath you. As you look down, it kind of gets deeper and deeper into blackness. It's black in every direction you can see, black in every direction that you can think, black in every direction that you can hear. It's nothing but black. Finally, somewhere deep in the deep recesses of your mind, you can look, you start to see something in the middle of the blackness, and it's the tiniest, tiniest pinpoint that your mind can imagine. A tiny speck, a point, smaller than anything ever conceived before. And when you look at that point, the more you stare at it, the bigger it starts to get. It starts to come towards you, and it turns into a little speck, and then slowly it starts becoming a dot. And as it becomes a dot, you realize that it actually has some color to it. Sort of a green hue, and you start to, there it goes, you start to get a little closer to it, and as you get closer you realize that it's not really small after all, it's just that your perspective was all warped. Really, as you get close to it, you realize that it's huge. It's the biggest thing ever in the universe. It's everything, and as you get closer it starts to encompass your entire field of vision, and now you're looking and everywhere you see is just green. It's not black anymore. And when you look down, you realize that there's texture to the green. It's not just green color, but that actually it's green kind of mounds and bumps. And when you look closer, you realize that it's trees and grass and forest. And you look down, and suddenly you say, oh my God, I must be in game hands! You're in game hands. You look down, there it is. The rhombus. The green field, the unit monster, Rutherford the Brave, Tila, and the mountain. And when you look up at the mountain, you see that there's a little guy climbing up the mountain. And he's a tiny little guy, and it's Colonel Forbin. He's climbing up the mountain. And you realize that it must be Colonel Forbin. He's on his last ditch effort to save Gamehenge and bring it back into peace and tranquility as it was thousands of years ago. And what he's going to do is he's going to try to find the spirit of the great knowledge of Legolas, who lives at the top of the mountain. So there he goes now, and when he gets up there, he sees the great knowledge of Iliculus, and the great knowledge of Iliculus comes out, and he calls on the famous mockingbird. The famous mockingbird is now going to come flying out of the sky. He's going to steal the helping friendly book from Wilson and bring it back to all the people of Gamehenge, lizard people. They will read it, they'll have all the knowledge in the universe, save themselves from this horrible tyranny, and off they'll go into thousands of years of peace and happiness, all because of the famous mockingbird. There will be a test! So remember all that. This is the sound of the famous mockingbird here. You can hear it flying under the fluttering of wings. Thank you. Stop these things that keep dancing in my head. take a break. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Happy birthday, Steph. fact, it's getting pretty tame. It's just not that great anymore. I guess I'll go outside and flag a weasel for a ride. Take it on down to the shore. Wallow in fear the days and weeks that you're not here. Was all the waiting in vain? The day that you arrive, my sleeping monkey is revived. But you sent them home on the train. Thank you. fills. You buy a gift, you're hoping that your friend will lift. It glitters on her like it lasts. You shut her eyes, it comes to pass. Apologize to Lucy Lou. Converse with Ed, a driver Jill. Your friends can find you in their worlds. One by one, a string of pearls. Confused, you say, this isn't me. You hover in their unity. Ashamed, you slowly lose your grasp. Release the legs to the class. The skin that drips down off the tree or peels back slowly from your knee erupts into your lung and heart. You laugh and laugh and
fall apart.
Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and laugh and fall apart. 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 Thank you.
Thank you. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. So if we love like I think we'd be, it ain't a lie, it's okay, it's just a thing. I think our home's in the water, baby. I love the honey, lives a honey, funny Sunday morning. Love you, more fun, love in the skyline, baby. I just scream, excuse me, see you look good the other evening. On the piano tonight, we have Mr. Paige McConnell. Mr. Michael Elliott Gordon. Oh yeah, and on the drum, Ernest Giuseppe Anastasio III. Thank you all for coming out tonight. Now we're going to continue with the song. Thank you, you're one nice girl. I want you to put it all around. It's just good. I like it. Hey, 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 suppose sometime that day would be swing on over across to me. How do you love your honey lips? A honey funny Sunday morning. Love you, fun love in the skyline, baby. I scream, 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 see you looking good the other evening.
Thank you. Thank you. spoons on this next number. Would you please give a warm welcome to the Reverend Jeffrey Mosier?
Thank you. Rising above my head. Well, I don't know, I'm here on my mind.
walking back the money, feeling like fixing time. But I'm holding my cord, what I did to give my children. Jeffrey Moser, ladies and gentlemen.